We continue in Mishnayot Masechet Ma'asrot Perek He Mishnah He. The Mishnah is going to deal with produce that is grown in Syria. Syria are the lands of Aram, which were conquered brought as part of Eretz Yisrael by David HaMelech. And Midrabanan, the halacha is that produce that is grown by a Jew in Syria is subject to the obligation of Tumot and Ma'asrot, but produce that is grown there by a non-Jew is not. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha, if a Jew buys produce in Syria while it is still growing. Halokeach sedei yarak besuria. If a Jew buys a field of vegetables in Syria from a non-Jew, so now the status of the obligation of Ma'asrot depends on who owns them when it reaches the stage of Ma'asrot. Im ad shelo ba le'onat ha-Ma'asrot, if the Jew bought the field before the vegetables reached the stage of Ma'asrot, then chayav, then the vegetables are subject to Ma'asrot, because when they reached the stage of obligation, they were in the under the ownership of the Jew. But if he bought the field after the vegetables already reached the stage of growth, which is the stage of Ma'asrot, patu, then these vegetables are exempt from Ma'asrot because they were still owned by a non-Jew when the stage of the obligation of Ma'asrot arrived. In this case, the Jewish buyer is allowed to harvest the vegetables in his usual way. He's allowed to let the vegetables continue to grow and harvest them at the usual time, even though they're going to continue to grow while he owns them, but he doesn't have to separate Ma'asrot from them. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af yiskor po'alim ve'yilkot. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's even allowed to hire workers to harvest these vegetables, which means Tanakama, when he said veloket kedarko veolech, Tanakama was saying, although he doesn't have to take off Turmot Ma'asrot because he bought them after the stage of the obligation of Ma'aser, but Chachamim were metaken, according to Tanakama, Chachamim instituted that he himself has to harvest the vegetables himself. He's not allowed to hire workers. The Baal Tanura explains that Chachamim did that as a gzerah, in order to avoid any confusion that people might see that he's hiring workers and he's taking these vegetables and he doesn't take off Ma'asrot, and they might mistake it to think that even if you buy it before it reaches the growth, the stage of Ma'asrot, you're allowed to do so. So in order to create a recognition here, so they made a restriction that he's not allowed to hire workers. That serves as a reminder that this exemption over here, that he doesn't have to take off Ma'asrot, is only limited here to the case where the sale took place after the stage of Ma'asrot. Rabbi Yehuda, however, he argues he's not concerned that people are going to confuse these halachot, and therefore he holds that there is no takana against hiring workers for the harvest. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is going to disagree with Tanakama on a different point. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Bame devarim amurim, when do we say this?" Which means, in which case do we say that the vegetables, if they were bought before the stage of Ma'asrot, are in fact subject to Ma'asrot? That's only bizman shekana karka. That's only when the Jew not only bought the vegetables, but he bought the land along with the vegetables. Aval bizman shelo kana karka. But let's say he did not buy the land. He only bought the vegetables. So then, im ad shelo ba le'onat ha-Ma'asrot patur. Even if he bought them before they reached the stage of Ma'asrot, they are patur from Ma'aser. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the very fact that the vegetables grew on a non-Jew's land exempts them from Ma'asrot, even if the vegetables were owned by a Jew at the stage of Ma'asrot. Because produce in Syria is subject to Ma'asrot only if a Jew owns both the produce and the land that it's on. So that's according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Af lefi cheshbon. Rabbeinu HaKadosh argues with Tanakama on a different point as well. And he says, Af lefi cheshbon. What does that mean? Let's first translate. even if the Jew bought vegetables after it reached the stage of Ma'asot, which according to Tanakama is exempt, right, from taking off Ma'asot. According to Rabbi, Lefi Cheshbon, he still has to separate Ma'asot according to proportion. What does that mean? He has to separate for whatever percentage of the vegetables grew after the sale, not for the percentage that grew before the sale. For example, if let's say at the time of the sale, the vegetables had grown a third, so he does not have to separate Ma'asot for that third, but he has to separate Ma'asot for the remaining two-thirds. That's according to Rabbi. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, deals with the obligation of separating Ma'asot from what's called Temed. Temed is a drink that's produced by taking wine sediment and soaking it in water. The sediment of wine still contains a small amount of wine, so when you soak it in water, it releases droplets of wine into the water and it flavors it. So the mixture tastes like a sort of a low quality of wine. That's called temid. So the Mishnah says like this, Ham tamed venatan maim bemida, umatza kedemidato patur. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Hametamed. Metamed means if someone made temid. Venatan maim bemida, and he poured a measure of water onto the wine sediment, and he allowed it to soak. Umatza kedemidato, and when the temid was ready, he found that the amount of temid was the same as the measure of water that he poured into it originally. For example, he poured 3 jugs of water onto sediment, and he ended up with 3 jugs of temid. So Tanakama says, Patur, this temid is exempt from Ma'asot, because the measure of liquid did not increase. So the sediment obviously did not add any significant amount of wine to this drink over here. So therefore the temid is not considered wine. It's merely wine-flavored water, which is not subject to Maaser obligation. Rabbi Yehuda, however, is mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says that the temid is obligated in taking off Maasot, even if it only increased a little bit, even if the liquid only increased by, let's say, half of a jug. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in this case, the temid, in fact, contains a full jug's worth of wine. The reason the liquid did not increase by a full jug is because half a jug's worth of water was absorbed into the wine sediment. So it comes out that this beverage began with 3 jugs of water, and now it contains 2.5 jugs worth of water and 1 jug's worth of wine. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, explains the Baal Tanura, since more than 25% of the mixture is wine, so this drink is in fact obligated in Ma'asot. The Mishnah continues and explains how Ma'asot are separated from Temed when it is obligated. Matza yoter al kedeh midato, if he found that the measure of the Temed was significantly more than the original measure of water that he poured in, which means the liquid increased to the point that the wine is now 25% of the total, so that Ma'asot have to be separated. So how do you do it? Motzi alav mimakom acher lefi cheshbon. He has to separate Ma'asot for it from a different place, meaning from other wine, lefi cheshbon, according to the proportion of wine in this temid. Which means he doesn't have to separate Ma'asot for the entire volume of the temid, only for the part of it that's wine. For example, if the temid contains 1 jug's worth of wine, then he has to separate Ma'asot for 1 jug's worth of wine. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.